96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's been a constant headline for Prince George's County for years, even decades, some would argue. What will it take to heat up the business and economic engine there? Well, tonight we sit down with Jim Coleman. He is the president and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Now, you may say who, you may say what, but he could be the man to start that engine or keep it going. Lines are open if you want to talk about it. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Mr. Coleman, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Harold, for having us.
Okay, so what is the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation? What does it do? What do you do for it?
What I do is I help to lead a group of 75 professionals that get out every single day to work with all of our job creators, all of the different companies, federal agencies, not-for-profits, hospitals, universities, anyone that's creating a job for our residents. We are focused on making sure that they are aware of all of the various resources that we have available. I know that you kicked it off saying that I would be the main one driving all of this economic development in Prince George's County, but I do want to let you know that County Executive Rashern Baker has turned this county on fire.
Wait, Jim. See, I told you, PR person, don't give me the Rashern Baker, Baker speech.
Okay.
This isn't about him. We know him. Okay, he may have been responsible for you being here, but you are the idea man.
You got it.
I don't want to hear about Rashern Baker. I want to hear about Jim Coleman. I want to hear about your ideas, okay?
Okay.
We've heard about him. He's been elected twice, been there, done that.
Okay.
Let us go back. Let me start again.
You got it.
What do you do for them? You talked about jobs. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do what others apparently have not really been able to do?
There are four key things that I do along with my team on a daily basis. Number one is that we focus on holding on to the existing employers that we have in Prince George's County. There are a total of 16,000 companies. The first thing that I've launched is a program called We Care. We're focused this week, starting on this past Monday. We are focused on the 100 largest employers here in Prince George's County. We're getting out. Our sales team is getting out and meeting with them. Altogether, we've had about 53 appointments out of the total of 100 companies so far. And we want to get out to make sure, number one, that they're happy of being here in Prince George's County. Two, that they are looking to grow and expand. Three, that they hear all about the various resources that we have available. We've got an economic development incentive fund that the county executive and the council put together. It offers us the opportunity to offer everything from traditional loans, starting off at $250,000, as well as conditional loans that offer an opportunity that if they continue to hold on to 25 or more employees, then they're able to, at the end of the term, a 10-year term, we're able to convert that to a grant, to where we can forgive the loan. It's been powerful and it's helped us to create over 5,000 jobs over the last 2 years.
But let me say that, and again, we know that.
Okay.
Because, again, the county executive has spoken about it. But I do have a question that does relate to government. Is this a government agency? How would you describe it? Is it a cabinet position? What is the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation? Boy, that's a long name.
It's a separate corporation. It is funded by the county, but it's a separate corporation. And the reason why the government wanted it to be separate is so that we can move fast. We are the main advocates for the business community to work with these job creators out there to make sure that we are providing them with the tools they need to grow and expand. I'll give you an example. We've got a program called Hire Prince George's County. We're able to help anyone out there who's an employer in our county, if they put any of our residents to work who are currently unemployed or if they're underemployed, we will pay up to 90% of their salary for the first 6 months on the job. And what that does is that it accelerates the ability for the companies in Prince George's County to hire. We're their partner in being able to reduce that cost. The other things that we do outside of the loans and financing program is that we go out, like we're doing this week, to find out what their needs are and how we can go out and represent them, how we can share feedback with the county executive, the council, as well as with state and federal legislators, so that we can make Prince George's County a really great place to do business.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about business and economic development in Prince George's County with the president and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. You are no stranger to this region. You went to Howard University. You are well-traveled. And so you have a unique perspective coming here to look at business and economic development. When you look at this region, and some would argue that the most successful municipalities are Fairfax and Montgomery counties, what does Prince George's County lack that those two counties, for example, do not?
I think the only thing that it lacks is the awareness of the opportunity that is currently available here in this county. It is second to none when it comes to access to transportation. We've got, of course, 15 metro stations that allow you to get into Washington, D.C. We've got a highly talented, well-trained workforce. Over 30% of our residents have a college degree. 48% of our residents have a degree of a two-year degree, like at Prince George's Community College, or more.
So why don't people, if you think awareness is the issue, who needs to be aware? Because like so many of us, myself included, born in D.C., raised in Prince George's County, who needs to know? Are you talking about businesses that would be coming from outside of the area?
I think there are two types of individuals that need to know, and that's why it's a great opportunity for us to be on your show. Number one, we're talking to CEOs out there. Any CEO, for instance, that may even be in the district or in Northern Virginia or anywhere in the country that's listening to this program, we want to talk to you. We also want to talk to any site selectors. Site selectors are the people that could be a commercial real estate agent out there. You've got various consultants who are talking to CEOs all over the country. And CEOs are deciding, well, you know, we need to expand our operations somewhere in the Mid-Atlantic region or on the East Coast. We've got to make sure that we're communicating with CEOs, CFOs. These are chief executive officers, chief financial officers in companies, as well as site selectors who are the actual ones out there who are providing advice to the CEOs on where to live. Mm-hmm. As we communicate with them, we want to make sure that we talk about the high quality of life. We've got 27,000 acres of forest and also parkland that's available for any family seeking to move there. We've got great housing. Our office space out there is at a value.
Well, let me say that you sound like a really great salesman, and I would imagine that that is part of it, because you do really have to sell something that some would argue people are still looking at. Do you have, does the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation have anything to do with or any influence in bringing the FBI here, for example?
Absolutely.
Part of that discussion.
Absolutely. We're working with, of course, the county executive as well as with the EDC and making sure that not only the FBI comes here, but that we are inviting all of the federal agencies to come out to Prince George's County. Right now, we have a total of 14 federal agencies out in Prince George's County. And they offer us a great asset in being able to attract technology companies, biotech companies from all over the world. Companies have been launched out there in Prince George's County, like SSAI, a company that got a good contract with Goddard about 10 years ago. They haven't looked back. They never had to give up any portion of their company to a VC or take out a loan. Today, they're $100 million in sales. They've got over 400 employees, and they're profitable, and they're doing extremely well.
I need to take a break. When we come back, we will talk to Mark. Mark is on the line. And the rest of our listeners who want to be part of this conversation, 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about economic development and business in Prince George's County, big or small. Join the conversation. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about business and economic development in Prince George's County with Jim Coleman. He is the new president and CEO of the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Of course, we'll be taking calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. Mark, calling from Maryland, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I love listening to your show every day.
Thank you.
I'm thinking about a gentleman that I met through the Reed CDC, which is the Reed Temple Community Development Corporation, and it's located in PG County.
Okay.
A gentleman named Rudy Coleman, and I'm wondering if you may or may not know of him, but they provide assistance to entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people who are, designed to grow their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I would comment on that.
Does the, let me use, the abbreviation, the PGCEDC.
No, it's Reed. Reed.
No, I was talking about Mr. Coleman here. Does the organization provide help for budding entrepreneurs, whether it be financial help, whether it be support? And if so, how do they do that?
Absolutely, we do it. And I'm not for sure if Rudy and I are related. If he's a Coleman, he may be a cousin. But I do run the Prince George's County Economic Development Corporation, and we do provide a lot of support to small businesses. One of the biggest things that we offer a Small Business Herald is right there at our location at Largo, where our office is, on the fourth floor. We've got a whole floor that's an accelerator. For anyone out there that's listening, whether if you're going to start a bakery, if you're going to be the next Facebook, you can start your office right in our accelerator, and you'll have access to financing through the SBA. We've got FSC, which is a great marketing arm, as well as a financing arm that are partners with us at the EDC to help you to get a small loan. We'll also help you with our counselors to get business planning support so that you can launch your business. We will help you to get contracts both with the county, the state, and the federal government.
So how do they find out more about that? Is there a website?
Yes,
where can they find you?
You can go to www.pgcedc.com, and you can also call us at our office at 301-583-4650.
Okay, that is pgcedc.com. That's pgcedc.com. Mark, thanks for your phone call. Quickly, LaVon calling from Maryland. We may need to hold you over. Go right ahead, LaVon. What's on your mind?
I just wanted Mr. Coleman to repeat the name of the organization that's helping the unemployed residents, because I am currently unemployed.
We want to help you, ma'am, and thank you for calling in. You can call us also at that number at 301-583-4650. You can ask for Jeffrey Swilly, or you can ask for Liz Williams. Tell them that I told you to call them. Call them tomorrow morning. If they don't return your call, call me at my office at that same number. We will help you to get a job. We'll help you to get your resume together. We will connect you with all of the different companies and employers here in Prince George's County to help you to get a job. It's one of the most important things that we do. It's in workforce development. We've got about 20,000 of our residents that want to go to work. We're here to help you to get a good job.
LaVon, thank you for listening, and good luck to you. I mean, I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Tanya. We're going to talk to Steve. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown, the original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown, will be coming your way next on WHUR 96.3. Don't miss the rest of this conversation. And remember, we are still taking your calls. Again, 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.